Father, we thank you again for our pastor. We thank you for your blessing upon her. We thank you for this message she has on prayer and hitting the mark. And we just pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless her words. We open our hearts to receive from you again. In thy name, amen.
All right. Good morning, everybody. The remnant. A holy remnant, yeah. Well, it's exciting to think of just being able to be together, right? And so, even if we're a small number, like I said, the remnant, it is good to be here and good to be with you guys. Let me just do something here so I'm kind of ready to go. There we go. Yes. And then the other thing I need, it's always helpful, my glasses. And if I have them sitting on top of my head, remind me again, because you know I'm going to forget looking for them. Anyways, how many of you are enjoying your summer?
Yes.
Right. And I hope, I said this in the first session, I hope that you're not thinking, oh my gosh, the summer's almost over. Don't let the enemy steal up her, you know, steal the enjoyment of the summer by thinking, oh my goodness, the summer's over. Yeah. Huh?
Summer's almost over.
Yeah. When it's 40 below, I'll remind you. Come on. Anyhow, one of the things that I really, really enjoy about summer is the lightning storms, the thunderstorms. And I'm going to admit, when I was a kid, I was terrified. But as an adult, I love watching them come in. You understand I'm a city girl, right? And I don't understand all the negative things that the farmers experience from it. But rain is good, and I believe there's somewhere in the scripture that talks about the lightning splitting the rain from the sky over the prairies. So I remember learning that in Bible college. I wish I could remember exactly where it was, but it has an effect for the farmers that's positive too, you know. But of course, we don't want the hail. But coming back to that idea of watching a thunderstorm, anybody else a storm watcher? Goes up and watches and sees it. I don't know, there's just something about it that just, it just fascinates me. And, back earlier this summer, there was one that, when there was a boom that came, I wasn't expecting it to be right off my chair. It totally scared the daylights out of me, but it caused me to run to my window to watch. And that's one of the things I do. I go out and I sit on my back porch and I watch the storm come in, and this lightning, and the skies get all dark, and you can see it flashing and all that, and feel the rumble. And how many are counters? 1,000, 2,000, you know? How close is the storm coming? Yeah. And I do that, and of course, the minute it starts raining, I'm in the house. But I have another thing I do. I like to shut off the lights, just go stand by the window and watch through the window. And do that. It's just one of those things, one of the things I like about the thunderstorm and the lightning. Now, that is leading me first to the title of my message. I'll push this a few times until it comes through. Which way do I have to hold it? It worked last time. Push, push. There, maybe that time. I don't know. Do you want to shut it off and start it again, Hannah? Maybe we'll get a different start on it. I have no idea why it's not working. But anyhow, the title of my message is in your bulletin, or at home, is Strike the Mark, Praying Till the Breakthrough. And I'm going to just preface everything by saying I had intended this to be a one-part message, but as I was going into it, getting into all this, I thought, no, I'm not going to chop out all this good stuff here. So I split it into two parts. So we might not get all the way through to completely understanding till the breakthrough today, but I hope that you'll really enjoy the message that, the first part of this message. Okay, come on. Ah, yeah, there we go. Let me back up because I really like that action. Yay! Striking the mark. Praying till breakthrough part one. All right. So our touchstone verse is from Job 36:32. He says, he fills his hands with lightning and commands it to strike its mark. And I'm going to say that I was really inspired by the Holy Spirit in this message by first hearing an interview with James Gall, who was talking about this very thing. And as I listened to this interview and I went and looked at the scriptures and started pondering it, the Holy Spirit started taking me all over the place and showing me all kinds of things in the Bible about prayer. And I was just like, oh man, this is good. And in this same chapter of Job, Elihu, says this. He says, God is mighty, but despises no one. He is mighty and firm in his purpose. And that's NIV. And again, as I said, this is one of Job's friends, Elihu. And Job has three friends. We always say Job's three friends, but he actually has four. And this is the last young fellow who speaks. And this is what he's telling. He's trying to create a picture of God's character for Job and his friends. And so if we take those scriptures, our first scripture and this one, and we see God is mighty and powerful and purposeful. And then when he commands something, like lightning, to strike a mark, it does what it tells him. Now, I want to go to Isaiah 55:11 here and read this. This is God speaking. He says, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty. It will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. When this lightning goes forth, God commands it and it hits the mark that he sends it forth for. So that's what the word says here. Now, I want you to just take a minute. Like I said, Elihu here is trying to create a visual image of God's character. So I'm one of those people, I'm very visual, so I like the fact that God has sanctified my imagination and I can see in my mind's eye things. So I said, and I'm going to encourage you to do that right now. Close your eyes if that's how you see your mind, you don't have to. And just imagine what is being, the picture that's being created here. God has his hands full of lightning. And then he commands it to strike the mark, to hit a target. This God is mighty, and he despises no one. He is mighty and firm in his purpose. So he has a purpose that he's firm in. Can you see him standing there with his hands full of lightning and commanding it to go forth and hitting it its mark? It's like his word goes out. His command is spoken, and it hits the mark. With power. How many of you feel the power of lightning? Especially if you're standing close to one when it strikes, right? You can feel that, the power that's there. Now we're going to continue on with another scripture here. From Revelation 8, we're going to verses 3 through 5 there. It says, another angel who had a golden censer came. Oops, pardon me, let's go up one. It's not the right one, it's the next one. When he had taken it, that is Jesus, and it is a scroll. The four creatures and the 24 elders fell face down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which were the prayers of God's people. So again, let's just imagine what's happened in heaven. The elders, 24 of them, and the four living creatures have bowls full of incense, which are our prayers. And one of the things that occurred to me is, our prayers are always before God. Our prayers are always there. Prayers that we prayed years and years ago are still before the Lord, are saved, are there. And they're being held before the Lord. And their position is they're prostrate before Jesus, before the Lamb, with the bowls of incense, which is the prayers of God's people. Now let's move on to the one we started reading too soon. It's Revelation 8, 3 through 5. It says, another angel who had a golden censer came down and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer, which were the prayers of God's people, on the golden altar in front of the throne. And the smoke of incense, together with the prayers of God's people, went up before God from the angel's hands. Can you just imagine that? The angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and hurled it onto the earth. And there came peals of thunder, rumblings, flashings of lightning, and an earthquake. So, again, let's see this. The incense are full of the prayers full of fire of God, is taken and hurled to the earth. Does that not look like a lightning striking? And so when I read this, what I became excited about was lightning, the lightning strikes. And hear me, I'm not saying the lightning strikes are God's answer to our prayer. But as we see it, we've got an image happening. Now, let's go for a little science fact here. I think I missed this the last one. How many times does a lightning bolt strike the Earth's surface in a second? And this, of course, is an estimate. You say 100 times a second, which is 8 million times per day and 3 billion a year. And that's according to weatherstamfacts.com. So I guess I'm going to assume that it's a guesstimate or an estimate because, you know, you can't be everywhere else. 100 times a second, 8 million per day, 3 billion a year, lightning strikes the earth. And if we are looking at that and the imagery and a promise, if I can say it this way, of God's answering your prayers, it's pretty exciting. Every time a lightning bolt hits the earth, it's like an answer to prayer, striking the mark. What if, and again, I'm not saying that lightning is God, but what if it is God answering prayer? What if it is there to remind us of Him answering? I want to take you still in Job. Let's go to verse, or chapter 36. And verse 32, which we read, but we're also going to ask verse 33. It says, He fills His hands with lightning and commands it to strike its mark. His thunder announces the coming storm. Even the cattle make known its approach. What if these storms are God moving? I mean, yes, it's just weather, but what if we're missing something? Let's go to chapter 37, verse 5. It says, God's voice thunders in the marvelous way. He does great things beyond our understanding. Chapter 38, verse 1. Let me get to there. Oops, I went past here. It says, Then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm. And all I'm saying is sometimes maybe we're just not listening to the things God's doing. Again, maybe He's speaking to you in the storms of your life and we need to hear His voice. Let's go to John chapter 12. And what's happened here is Jesus and His disciples are entering Jerusalem. It's Passover time, and it's the time that Jesus is going to be crucified. And this is what Jesus says. It says, Now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No. It was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd that was there and heard it said, it had thundered. Others said, an angel had spoken to him. And Jesus said, this voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. And he said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. Now I want us to go back to the part where it's talking about the crowd. A voice, God's voice. We know it's the Father because Jesus said, Father, glorify your name. And the Father says, I have glorified it and will glorify it again. And the crowd, well, some hear thunder, others hear what they think is the voice of an angel speaking. What if we just aren't hearing? Unaware of what's happening. So again, I come back to the lightning being God striking the mark and answering your prayer, a symbol of what He's doing for us. Being aware of His presence always with us, always moving on our behalf. Now, let's think about lightning and a lightning strike. Where does it strike? The earth. And where does it go through? The air. And who has been hurled down to the earth? I'm not talking about the press, but who? Satan, the enemy, he's been hurled down. And what is he called? One of his names is? He's the prince of the air. The one who comes to mess up our lives and create chaos in our lives. God sends a thunderstorm. The lightning splits the air. Power through the air, hitting its mark to accomplish what he sent it forth to do. He fills his hands with lightning and commands it to strike its mark. Again, when we see that symbol of God's power and his intention to hit a mark, a target, and his intended effect from that. When we look up the word, let me see if I can get this to move forward, maybe not. I don't know what's happening here. We might have to do a battery replacement. Hannah, do you want to see if it will move forward for you? I think we might be having a battery issue this morning. So the word mark means, from Strong's, means to reconcile, encounter, spiritual warfare, make intercession. And if you look, that's the same word that's used in Jeremiah there, in those scriptures, you can see. It means prayer. When we pray at our prayers that we heard about being before the Lord of God in those bowls, and his response to it, hitting the mark like lightning, powerful. Is our prayer powerful and effective? According to the Word of God, the prayers of a righteous man are powerful and effective. As we pray, we may be praying for reconciliation. We might be warfaring in a sense. Well, again, I have to share that there's so much that I want to cover that some of this we'll look at next time I share part two. Now, I want you again to think about the idea of lightning and a lightning strike. What happens in that split second? What do you see? The flash, the light, what darkness? It goes away, it scatters, the darkness. And again, as we see, you know, as you're watching the storm, I want to encourage you to let your mind go to God and see him out there. There's another prayer answered to encourage you. And again, hear what I'm saying and not what I'm not saying. I'm not saying that lightning is God's answered prayer. I'm saying it is an image of God striking a mark for us. When you pray intentionally for something, he strikes the mark for you. When we pray in agreement with God's word, it's like that lightning penetrating right through, scattering the darkness with pinpoint accuracy, bringing light and love of God through when we declare his word. And again, there's much to learn about prayer. This is just a little thought, little understanding that I've come to as the Lord is just revealing himself in such a wonderful way as I watch these lightning storms this summer. But with all of this, we have to start here. We have to start, when it comes to prayer, with understanding who you are in Christ. That the fact that your prayers are heard by God the very first time you speak them, whether it's just in your thoughts or whether you put voice to them, he hears the prayer the first time. We'll move on to the next slide, Hannah. Just the first, yeah. Jesus gave us some instructions about prayer, the Lord's Prayer. He gave us direction in prayer. And he said, may God's will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Again, that's why I love the sanctified imagination that we have. And the Word of God, as we can see it in our minds, in our spirit. What is heaven like? And we can bring it to earth. And through the finished work, through Jesus' finished work, he has given you authority to speak in his name in the earth. Here's the other thing. We have dominion on the earth. The Father has never taken away the dominion he gave right from the beginning when he spoke to Adam. He had to have dominion over the whole earth. You have dominion. We are seated with Christ in the heavenly throne, we're seated with Christ in the throne. And just like a king declares and decrees a thing, and it shall be, so do we. When we're declaring the will of God, the word of God, it shall be. So let's think back to the prayer. We've got kind of this foundation before us. Targeted prayer, a focused prayer. When you want to hit the mark. One of the things, how many of you notice that the atmosphere changes when a storm is on its way? Things start changing in the atmosphere, right? You start feeling something different. You can feel sometimes electricity in the air, the dampness, you do even smell it. Oh, I smell rain is in the air. How many of you ever heard that? Or felt that? Or said that? When we pray, we change atmospheres. And so, again, with targeted, if I can put a targeted prayer, a focused prayer, it's like striking that mark. Bringing light and love into a situation. How many pray for unsaved loved ones? When we're praying the word of God, His will, Jesus said, look at, pray for the laborers to go into the harvest. The fields are ready. We can pray for the laborers. Sorry, I'm just going to. We can pray for the laborers. Father, I thank you. I'm going to start here. I thank you for those that are off in Bible college being equipped. I pray for those, and I thank you, Lord, that you're equipping them to go into the world. Sorry, I'm going to cough again. Excuse me. Just a silly tickle. We pray according to your word. Send the laborers, Lord. I thank you, Father. We can pray over situations. Maybe there's somebody you work with that's hard to work with, or maybe there's a neighbor or a family member or whatever. And you say, Lord, I just pray for your Holy Spirit. I pray for your word to go forth and soften their hearts. I pray, Lord, that they have experienced health and wholeness and healing. Is that the word of God? Is that who Jesus is? And we can pray the word of God. I'm not going to get too specific because that's something the Lord will do for you. Get specific, I mean. There's areas of fear and unrest. And now let's say there's the government, there's education, media, marriage, family, entertainment, and even the church. There's fear and unrest in those places. And those are the seven mountains that, if anybody knows about those, seven mountains of prayer. And the kingdom of God is righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we can pray that over these areas and speak into them. Change the atmosphere. Pray the word of God, and again, like I said, specific, the promises of God. Praying according to his will. Have you ever sat down in regards to a certain situation and said, Father, just take me to a word, a promise in your word for me to pray. And then declare that, decree that, pray that, believe it, and create an atmosphere, an opportunity where people, the ones that you love, that you're praying for, can respond in free will. See, one of the things that God never will do is he'll never violate an individual's will. So we don't pray, God make them, or make that one, do this, or do that. We pray the word of God, the will of God, the understanding as the Lord and the Spirit leads. We pray till breakthrough, till the burden lifts and we have peace in our heart. And I'm going to stop right there. And next time is part two. Next time I preach is part two. And we're going to go, and again, like I said, I'm stopping there because there's so much more and not enough time to fulfill all the wonderful things the Lord has said and shared with me. I hope you were blessed by that this morning. I hope it speaks to your heart. I hope you understand that the Lord hears your prayer. And those prayers are still before him. And that you, every time you see a thunderstorm and see that lightning strike, that you just remind, my God has heard my prayers and he's hitting the mark to accomplish his will in this area. Amen? Amen. Amen. Why don't you stand with me? We'll close in prayer. Father, as we come before you this morning, again, we thank you that we can enter the throne room. We can come boldly before the throne of grace because of our Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, who was crucified. And by his blood, we boldly come. Lord, we thank you that you've heard our prayers, that they are before you. And again, Lord, that there is a response from heaven in regards to them. And they, just like lightning hits the earth, you hit the mark. Father, again, we just come before you and thank you in the name of Jesus for all you're doing. Like we sang this morning, you are a good, good Father. And we give you praise and glory in the precious name of Jesus through the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. And all God's saints said,
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Go bless.